Hi, Angels, and how are you? So welcome to this show tonight. It's not going to be very long, but I had gotten some really good feedback from doing angel, giving an angel message or who's an angel working with you today. So I got a cool one. I love him. Okay, it's a guy. It's a male. You can call him an angel, ascended master, but it's actually whatever you feel comfortable with. His name is Solomon. Some of you guys have heard about him from the Bible. He was supposed to be the wisest king here, and he actually ruled as a king, and he was so wise. There's actually a story about him in the Bible. He was so wise that he was able to give the baby back to its rightful mother. I'll put it like that, because both women were claiming the baby, and he did something amazing and wonderful. And he was, I think he had such a wonderful place in the heart of God, in the heart of, because we're all full of God, right? And with the angels and God. So anyway, Solomon, call him an angel, call him an ascended master, whatever you want to do. But as I said, he became very, very well known for his wisdom. He was the wisest king ever. All right, so I'll say it like that. But what does he do? He is really wonderful about helping you understand things. Also being really clear. He's also great with joy, manifesting, space clearing, cleansing, and so that's what he is good for. Good with, helps you understand wisdom and understanding. So manifesting, so how many of us want to manifest better, more? Wouldn't it be great to manifest in within a, like a few seconds? And sometimes we do, we don't even realize it. So I'll share with you what you can do. Just say, hey, Solomon, thank you for coming to me. And thank you for helping me with clearing the space, right? Because sometimes we have people in and around our home or office or, whatever, that we need to, make sure that the space in our life is clean and it's like dusting, right? You would never leave your home not dusted, right? Maybe you would, but hopefully not. It's plain and butt to dust, isn't it? But you would never want to leave your home not dusted. And just with yourself, like making sure your place is clean and organized in your home, in your office, as I said, in your car, right? Sometimes that can be a challenge for me. So on that note, that's what Solomon will help you do. He will also help you manifest. So if you're looking for to manifest in your love life, in your career, in your business, in your family relationships, your work relationships, whatever, life choices, wellness, right? Wellness is really key. Then he's the one that you can ask. There's a few of them that will work with you. But Solomon is one that you can add to your arsenal of people or beings that on the other side that help you. So just say, Solomon, thank you so very much for helping me with this. Maybe, as I said, whatever you're looking to manifest, help keeping your space clean and organized, not only on a physical level, but also a spiritual level. Have you ever had someone over your house that just didn't have a good vibe? Maybe they were going through something. So, Solomon, I like working with Jesus, Joshua, God, angels, they all can help you. So this is just one more that you can add in for your arsenal of beings that will help you, okay? And so on that note, just ask for his help, and he will help you. You may not feel him right away because his vibration is so high, but trust that he's there. One thing that I got tonight is ask for a heather, the flower heather. Ask for to see a heather. Maybe you'll see a picture in a book. Maybe you'll see an actual heather plant or flower. So, but I just I saw that. So ask for a heather, to see a heather, and you'll know that'll be a sign that he's there. How about that? That he's heard your prayer. And even if you don't see it, know this, that he has heard your prayer request or what you're looking to manifest. And remember this, when you believe it, you'll see it. Most people have to see it and then believe it. But Solomon is saying, when you believe it, you'll see it. So, and I'll help you. Isn't that cool? So I'll talk to you and bring another angel out tomorrow. And we've got a great, great, great show tomorrow. Anyway, Amy G is going to be talking about leaving a legacy. She's had some wonderful things happen. And guys, you know, this came across to me not too long ago, a couple of days ago actually, and there is a, and I'm going to talk about this, I'm just getting all the facts together, but there's an organization, I think it's called Animal Angels, Angel Animals, they look out for animals that are being abused, and they, a big animal, you know, cruelty thing in Texas, and I'm sure in other places as well, is they take horses and they will bring them to Mexico, I believe, and have them killed, slaughtered. So I'm going to be talking about that. And really, I want to do an article, or I mean, you know, have a guest on our show. But if you know anything about that, or if you've got any comments, please hit me up on the show, like our show, and then make a comment about it, right? Because I love animals, you know, dogs, I've got dogs, cats, I'd have a horse if I could, animals, but, you know, animal hunting for sport or killing animals for sport, not cool, right? So I said I would mention this every show because it's a cause that's close to my heart, and I know a lot of you guys that listen to our show or other shows have that same thing. So we're going to be bringing hopefully we're going to be bringing a animal angels that help these horses and really shut the people down that are abusing or doing some horrific things here. So I hope you guys will tune in, listen in. If you've got any comments, love to hear them. Like our show. Hit me up on Instagram at Angel Coaches. We also have a great running show. And I talked to Melissa. She does a show with me. Go Run for Fun Fitness. Her and her daughter, her 17-year-old or 16-year-old, and her were at the gym working out and running on the treadmill. And I took a break tonight because I needed one. But we'll be running tomorrow and preparing for a half marathon in September. So you don't want to miss that. And then we also have the Millionaire Maker. He's amazing. So he's going to be on again this weekend. So just know that. And whatever you're looking to manifest, maybe more time, a greater relationship, you know, do that. There's a show out there for you guys I just did about a week or so ago, maybe sooner than that, or a few days ago. It's a commitment, a show on making a commitment, creating the commitment that you want to enjoy. Living the fairy tale? That's what we women like to do. We all want to live the fairy tale, right? And you can, right? But that starts within you first. So anyway, long-term commitment requires long-term thinking, and that can be fun, too. Anyway, you guys, tune in tomorrow with Amy G. She'll be on at 11 o'clock East Coast time, leaving a legacy. But as I said, some of you guys, if you've got any comments, please hit us up on Instagram, okay? Or you can Angel Coaches. That's my main Instagram page. All right, hopefully, I'm going to do a show on spirit, being a spiritual entrepreneur, right? An entrepreneur, you make money. And if you're spiritual, not religious, although religious is okay too as well, I like what Gandhi said. He says his religion is kindness, mine is gratitude. What's your religion? So I'm going to be doing that, a spiritual entrepreneur, okay? How to be that. So you want to make money, you want to have fun, you want to make a difference, and we can all of us working together, whatever business we love or whatever passion we have, we can make money with it and also help people. All right, everybody, remember what I said about animal angels. I'm trying to get them to come on and talk and so we can have a lot of fun. All right, you guys have a wonderful rest of your night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, or talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.